All right, we are at the final hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you in for the vacationing Tom Bowerly all week. And I do promise that the voice will be back. I've never thought of myself as having a strong voice, but it'll be back to what you know and love tomorrow. I will. I told my wife that as much as I hate talking via text and love talking face to face, that after the show, we are to only talk text to text. So I'm going to go against what I usually, what my usual motto is, you know, verbal communication. Today, just text to text. And then tomorrow we'll be back. You just got to save the voice, you know, save the voice. 803-0930, star 930. Before we get back to our topic, I have to say, you know, I always talk about these influencers on Instagram and on YouTube. There's a lot of accounts that I like to watch, right? The abandoned video one, you know that. I love watching abandoned videos of, you know, abandoned places, abandoned hotels, abandoned theme parks, all that stuff. But there's now a new one I've discovered where this person will go to like the worst rated Burger King and the best rated Burger King and compare it, like within the same town. You know what I mean? Like go on Yelp. All right, well, who has the worst stars? Who has the best stars? And it's just stuff like that. And I will find myself just going down a rabbit hole of videos like that, you know, for hours when I really could be sleeping because I know my son's going to wake up at 2 a.m. And here I am just going through this just mindless stuff on the internet. I have to say, my favorite, though, when you're just talking about delightful, heartwarming, you know, we've got all this negativity. We've got all of this hatred in the world. And there is this gentleman from Canada. And every Monday, he makes a video of himself making a milkshake. He's got a Sunday, and Float Day Friday. And, you know, it's just delightful. The guy's got a smile. He's got this blender from like 1950. It's really when you're just all the negativity is getting to you. You know, all the seriousness of the world is getting to you. It's nice to watch a few of these videos and kind of just zone out, you know? I like to zone out at the gym. I like to zone out watching these videos. I probably should limit myself to like 10 minutes a day instead of an hour a day. But it is kind of nice to kind of balance everything out with again, it's just this delightful guy. He's like, I'm going to make a Reese's peanut butter cup milkshake. Like, all right, this looks great. Let's go. And it's just, he's smiling the whole time. He's got his old school blender. He's got his frosted glass. It's very nice. It's just, again, it's just the simple, heartwarming, you know, all the other stuff on YouTube. You've got, you know, this person yelling at this person did this. And then you've got this guy making milkshakes. And it's like, isn't it great? He's smiling. He's in a good mood. He's not judging you because of your opinions on things. He's just making a milkshake. You know, 2 minutes, you've learned how to make this milkshake. It's very nice. I'm still saying I've got to come up with a way to be an influencer. You know, you've got these people that they'll make stuff in their kitchen. And it looks great. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to make that. And I make it. It looks awful. You know, I set the alarms off in the apartment. I want to, so maybe that's not the way to go. 803-0930, star 930. We are talking about divorce. Speaking of, you know, negative things, we're talking about divorce. And before the break, I read you the text from this texter. It says, I was 23. She was 20. I caught her having an affair. I gave her a second chance. A week later, I caught her with a different guy. Our marriage ended, our marriage lasted less than 15 months. So I said, well, I'd like the follow-up. What happened? You know, the emotional, it had to be so emotionally draining. And the texter texts back. After finding out about the second affair, I stayed single for about 8 years. I did find love again with a new woman, and we are happily married for 12 years going strong. So a happy ending for this person. Obviously, though, just... yeah. I always say this, and I know it's every situation's different, but if that's what you want to do, you know, when you get married, you make a commitment, right? That's what marriage is. You're making a commitment to the other person. Did it say for better or for worse? I can't remember if that's what it says. So I don't want to put words into the vows. But you are making that commitment regardless. And you know, these people, they'll just get caught and, you know, they're with other people. Like, if that's what you want to do, like, if that's what you're all about, if you can't make a commitment to one person, well, then don't get married, right? I mean, what's the point of getting married then? You don't have to get married. No one's forcing you to get married. Why would you get married if you're not 100% committing to that person? Is that too old school of a thought? You know, like I said, there was a point where I thought I didn't want kids. There's a point where I didn't think I'd get married. Like, you know, this being single thing, it's working. Just doing my own thing. But, you know, 2 years into marriage, and again, check back with me in 10. 2 years into marriage, yeah, having fun. It's working out. We've got an awesome 5-month-old. But not every day's our honeymoon, right? Not every day's Kokomo by the Beach Boys. I think too many people think that's what it's going to be. Well, hey, remember the fun we had on our honeymoon? That's going to be every day of the rest of our life. And it's just not the case. It's not reality for anybody. So it's for better or worse, through good and bad, through sickness and through health, till death do us part. There it is. Thank you, Texter, for reminding me of what the language is. So 803-0930, star 930. I'd like to hear your story. What divorce, what is a reason for divorce? And what's a reason not to get divorced? Like, have you ever heard of someone saying, hey, I got a divorce because I'm trying to think of what a weak excuse for a divorce is. And, you know, obviously you probably didn't tell them to their face that you thought that was ridiculous, but you look back and go, that's kind of a weak excuse for divorce, you know? 803-0930, star 930. Have you been to the point where it was almost divorce? Like, maybe you had moved out, you weren't living together, but were able to make it work, and now your marriage is better than ever before. Those stories are out there. Right? You think you're at the end. You think it's over. And then maybe, you know, someone just sends someone a letter or gives them a phone call. And you work on it. And next thing you know, that spark that was at the beginning of your relationship is back and there again. 803-0930, star 930. Again, if you're just joining us, these statistics, and I found these to be a little surprising. First marriages, 42% of those end in divorce. 60% of second marriages end in divorce. 73% of third marriages end in divorce. I don't know about 4, 5, 6, and 7. We didn't get the Larry King statistics on Google. So I just have the first three here for you. Average age of divorce, 30. People usually wait 3 years before remarrying, and a divorce happens every 100 hours in the United States of America. Also, reasons to get divorced. So the good people at divorce.com, the leader in online divorce, I don't know if they're the good people. It's just a website I used, said the most common reasons for divorce statistically is infidelity, poor communication, there, told you, incompatibility, lack of romantic intimacy are the top reasons for divorce in the United States of America. Again, people will say 50% of divorces, of marriages end in divorce, but that's if you include all marriages. If you're counting first marriages, it's 42% end in divorce. And this is just me speaking from not knowing, but also looking at this texter. It can't be easy to go into a second marriage, right? That's got to be difficult, right? You didn't see it coming, and now you got to move, which moving is just the worst. You got to move, You got to refigure your life out. You gotta remake your calendar. You had all this stuff in there that you're supposed to do together, and now you've got to back up. I guess I'm doing this alone, or well, I can mark that off the list. 803-0930, starting at 30. That gets you on. That subject is open. Again, the reason I even thought to bring this up as a topic was the unnecessary in-depth discussion on Jada and Will Smith's marriage. It seems like people have been obsessed with their marriage since the Oscar slap. And now Jada's trying to sell a book. And I personally think, unnecessarily, threw in that her and Will had been separated since 2016. Again, I don't care if Jada and Will Smith are married and not living together or separated or whatnot. My whole thing about this is, it really seems like she likes to talk about her marriage, right? I mean, it was a few years ago. She had that Facebook show she would do, and she brought Will on there, and she's confessing all these things as he's just sitting there listening. Like, again, I don't have to go out and read this. We don't have to go find this content. But I feel like the average person that's just scrolling on social media, maybe just looking for, baseball scores, knows way more about Jada and Will Smith's marriage than they do someone in their family. It's just a little ridiculous. But hey, if it sells one book, I guess it was worth it. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. We'll take your calls on that. We'll take your calls on hotels. We talked about that earlier in the show. And I'm still waiting to hear from someone who left the game early yesterday. Why did you leave the game early? I want to know. Give me the reason. It's a 5-point game. The Giants had all three timeouts. You went to the game. You sat for 58 minutes. What did you gain by leaving 2 minutes early? I really want to know. What did you gain from leaving 2 minutes early? Did you really get home that much earlier? And again, it's like going to a movie and not watching the ending. It's like going to Perfect Storm. Oh, wait, that's a bad example. Someone put on the text board, and I don't know if they were being funny or serious, but it's, could a marriage... I could see a relationship, okay, not a marriage, but if you're dating someone and they get you a really weak gift, like for your birthday or something. Again, you might say that's too materialistic, but I could see that just rubbing you the wrong way and saying, maybe this person, they don't get me, especially if you've been together for a while. And, I'm sorry that I put it in sports context, but that's just my life. Like, you've been together for a while. Say you're a Virginia Tech fan and they get you a UVA hat. Like, okay, I can see, does this person really know me? Obviously, that's more of a joke. But a bad gift. Like, I'm sure there are times in our relationship, my wife was not happy with the gift I got her. But I would like to think that she never had verbalized that. In the next holiday, the next excuse to give her a gift, I'm sure I've made it up. But have you ever broken up with someone because of lack of a gift? And again, I don't mean something that is extravagant and, you had to take a loan out for. I mean, maybe someone forgot your birthday and just forgot to give you a card or, something like that. Gift doesn't have to mean diamonds and this and that, I always, people are sick of this excuse. I always go back to young Joe Beamer, really excited, was dating this girl. I thought things were going well. I got all these gifts. I got this nice gift. And then she just got me a card with her name on it. That's my Valentine's Day story, Tanner. We'll tell that story on Valentine's Day. It's a lesson for everybody. Again, young Joe Beamer, blinded, didn't see what was going on here. Now, pretty obvious. And again, it's not materialistic, but I mean, how long do you hang on to someone who's obviously not as into you as you are them, I guess is what you learn of that. Again, it has nothing to do with the money spent, but maybe the thought that goes into it, the show of appreciation for the other person. So when I say gift, I don't mean, you know, like a kid on Christmas who's upset Santa only got three boxes and there's not five under the tree. I mean just showing that this person actually cares for the other person. That's what I mean by gift. And maybe, I don't know if that's an excuse to get a divorce, but I can see that being an excuse for a breakup, right? Or an excuse for next time you really do have to reach for your wallet to make up what you did. Again, I don't know. That's just how I read it on the text board. 803-0930, star 930. It gets you on the show. Okay, final segment. What you want to talk about? If I mentioned it, if it came out of my mouth in the last 3.5 hours, you can call in. So we've talked about the Bills. We've talked about people leaving the game early. We've talked about the cold. We've talked about bed bugs, hotels, divorce, relationships. Now, I have a pretty heavy topic I'm going to get to tomorrow. I didn't want to do it today. I thought, you know, it's Monday, Victory Monday. I don't have much of a voice. I didn't want to get into this heavy. I have a very heavy topic for tomorrow, something that's really bothering me, something that it completely disgusts me. And we're going to get into it tomorrow. That's what we call a tease. So tomorrow, I just want everyone to know, I do have a heavy topic for tomorrow that we'll probably kick the show off with. But when we come back, if it's something you want to mention, and if I touched on it, call in on WBEN.
And yeah, I know you really liked her, and it just don't seem fair. But all I can say is pain like that is fast, and it's rare. So much going for you, going right, but I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. She wasn't right for you, and still you feel like there's a knife sticking out of your back, and you're wondering if you'll survive, but you'll make it through this and you'll see you're still around to ride this letter to me.
All right. Nice callback, Tanner. It's a great, great song. Brad Paisley, Letter to Me. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. Final segment here on News Radio 930. WBEN 803-0930 gets you on the air. Anything you want to talk about goes in this final segment. I do want to go back to something we talked about on Hardline yesterday with State Senator Rob Ort in the background check on ammunition. Oh my gosh, on ammo. Let me say it that way. Jeez, Joe, tongue-tied in the final segment. And the issue people are having out there getting ammo for their licensed gun, their licensed guns. With this new policy in New York State, not only is it taking hours to get ammo or days, there's an added charge now for the background check. Again, for the ammo, for the gun that you already went through the background check. And I'm sure this is something we'll go into more as the week goes on. But if you've experienced any of those issues when getting ammo, I know either hunting season is around the corner or hunting season is here. I know it's close. What are you running into? And, you know, shop owners, what are you running into? What issues are you running into when it comes to these new policies on ammo? And again, it's a background check every time you buy ammo. Again, we're not talking about the first background check. You get a background check when you get licensed to be to get your carry permit. So now you're adding this other layer, and so far it has been an absolute mess. Again, we talked about that yesterday with State Senator Rob Ort. We also talked about it a little bit with Assemblymember Angelo Morinello. If you missed any of those interviews on Hardline yesterday, make sure you go find that at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. Also, the county executive election is coming up. It's closer than you think. We are less than a month away. We will be joined in the next few weeks by Mark Poloncarz on October 29th. Also hoping to have Chrissy Casilio on either this week or following Mark Poloncarz on the 29th. Have them both on the same show. We'll see what one works. So, that I mean, it really, time flies. I mean, it feels like yesterday I just found out I was going to be a dad. And here we are, a five-month-old and the county executive election less than a month away. And you know, as it gets closer and closer, we will have coverage here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Like I said, the current county executive, Mark Poloncarz, has agreed to come on Hardline the 29th at 10 a.m., hoping to get Chrissy Casilio either this week at 10 a.m. on Hardline or following Mark Poloncarz at 11 on the 29th. We'll see what works best for her camp and get that working out. Have both candidates on as you head to the polls in November. 803-0930, star 930. That's our phone number here at the beautiful studios of News Radio 930 WBEN. Saw this today. You know, I like to just throw things out that I saw. I saw this today, and again, maybe it's just me. I realize not everyone's like me. I think there are too many people that think, hey, everyone's like me. And maybe that's because of social media giving no one's a presence. That sounded mean, but you know what I mean. Giving people a presence and they, oh, look at me. I've got 11,000 followers. I must be important. Well, I have less than 2,000 followers. And even if I had 2,000 followers, I would never think I'm important. I think that's the mindset of some people. I think they're ego is just a little too bloated, especially with social media. Anyway, I saw the news that Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy and that they will be closing their underperforming stores. A Rite Aid near where I grew up at Genesee and Harlem, I noticed, has already closed. But it does beg the question, are you still shopping at those corner store pharmacies? Like, I have to say, I still get my prescription filled at a CVS. But it seems more and more people are just getting their prescription filled at their grocery store, right? If you get your groceries at Wegmans, at Tops, at Walmart, you're getting your prescription there. It's one less stop. I just wonder, like, it's not surprising to me that Rite Aid is struggling. Like, it wouldn't be surprising if CVS said they were struggling or Walgreens said they were struggling. I think less and less people are going to places like that because, well, your grocery store offers everything. They have a pharmacy right there. You can get it filled while you're getting your weekly groceries. I might be wrong, but this Rite Aid news didn't surprise me at all. Even though I have to say, I love certain things about Rite Aid. And I've talked about this on the show before. Rite Aid is the only store I know where you can go to their little electronics section and find DVDs, Wii games, and Xbox 360 games. I mean, they have some blast from the past stuff. Again, it depends on what store you go to. But I've been to a few Rite Aids, and let me tell you, I've even purchased some things. It looks like they just put whatever they could find in this little electronic section. And it's cool. Like, I would never want them to change it. It's actually what gets me in the door. So I would never want them to change it. And I hope this bankruptcy doesn't make them change it. But you'll see some of just the oldest things. Like, I saw Now That's What I Call Music 3 there. Brand new. In the plastic. Probably from 20-some years ago. And it's just such a blast from the past, some of the electronic stuff they have there. Like, I went to one Rite Aid, and they had a Wii game, the Cars movie soundtrack, And they had, remember when you would stock up on VHS tapes for whatever you wanted to record, right? Maybe you wanted to, my parents had a soap opera tape, so they would record over their soaps every day and watch them at night. Maybe you wanted to record the big game. My dad has all the Bills, Super Bowls on VHS. Maybe you still had a VHS camera and you wanted to film something. This was maybe a month ago. I was at a Rite Aid. It might have been the one that closed, though. But I was at a Rite Aid, and it had, like I said, a Wii game, Cars music soundtrack, and a three-pack of, you know, recordable VHS tapes. And I was like, this, I have no reason to buy this, but I was almost tempted to buy it just because, I mean, that is a piece of technology, media technology history. And I am such a media nerd that I literally almost, like, I had it in my hand. I was like, this is $7. I will not regret spending. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. So I have to say, Rite Aid, I hope you turn it around. I hope you right the ship, because nothing beats that electronic section at Rite Aid's. And I will be visiting them for a while. And like I said, every now and then, I find myself buying something that I have found, some miscellaneous either CD, movie, game that, you know, I had not seen in a decade or so. And I'll buy it just because I think it's cool they have it. And I want to encourage them to continue having this mishmash of old stuff, old technology. I think it's cool. This is not me making fun of Rite Aid at all. I think it's really cool they have this miscellaneous electronic section. I mean, so much so where after work I'm going to have to go take a picture of it so you guys know what I'm talking about. But I encourage it. Don't stop. Keep it going. Whatever you can find. If you can find That's What I Call Music 2, throw it in there. But it does beg the question, are people still going to the Walgreens, the CVS, the Rite Aids? You know, I think of, again, back to where I grew up. They have what I call Pharmacy Circle. Now, when we first moved here, you had the Walgreens on Harlem and Kensington. You had the Rite Aid in the plaza where Dollar Tree is now. And you had CVS in a plaza with Nick's Pizza. All right. Well, they tore that down and they built a standalone CVS, a standalone Rite Aid, literally right next to each other. And the Walgreens across the street, Pharmacy Circle. And I think, like, how are these three in business? They're pretty much the exact same store, minus the Rite Aid electronic section, as we just mentioned. How are these all three still open? Like, how do you pick Walgreens over CVS over Rite Aid? Usually, you would just go to the one that you were closer to, right? But these are literally, like, you walk from the CVS parking lot into the Rite Aid parking lot. Like, I've just never understood how those three have made it. And again, Rite Aid's closing stores due to low sales. That store's not closed. So obviously something's working. I just don't understand how you're picking one over the other. What does one offer that the other doesn't offer? Like I said, I will walk into Rite Aid because I want to go see their electronics section. My prescriptions are at CVS just because that's where my parents used to get our prescriptions. But again, with all the added things now, you know, you can get everything at Wegmans. You can get everything at Tops. You can get everything at Walmart. You can get everything at Target. Target has a pharmacy. I'm just wondering if that is running these corner store pharmacies, because are you going in there for groceries? I mean, everything there is convenience store prices, so it's all higher than if you had gone to the grocery store. This is what I wondered. And when I saw the article, I was like, yeah, I've wondered when this was going to happen. Again, I'm not rooting for it. I want businesses to stay open. I want jobs to be there. I'm just saying it's a question that goes through my mind when I see these stores, especially when I see these stores right next to one another. How are all three still surviving when there are so many other options? 803-0930, start at 30. We still have a few minutes left if you have a comment on that, a comment on something else. Like I said, tomorrow we'll get back into the ammo thing that State Senator Rob Ort brought up on Hardline yesterday. I also have something I saw over the weekend. I saw it on social media, and it really disgusted me. And I didn't want to start the week off with that story, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. It's not going to be an easy topic, but it's something that I think needs to be said, needs to be brought up. On the text board, someone said, Joe, when you get to using Medicare and the insurance companies often have better deals negotiated with certain pharmaceutical chains. Ours requires we use CVS to get the best price. We can go out of network, but it costs more. All right, that definitely answers my question, 100%. Another one is on the text board. let's remember Wegmans Video Store. Oh, of course. The Alberta location. So we used to, when I was a kid, my parents would shop at the Alberta location. And if we went and helped them with their grocery shopping, we could get a movie. Now, the Wegmans Video Store, very cool, right? Because it's right there, everything on your way out, did not have the selection of Blockbuster. So we still found ourselves most Friday nights at Blockbuster at Main in Kensington. And spending, that was the first example of way too much selection. You know, I was talking about this with Brian last week. I spend too much time now. This is why I usually settle for just watching Seinfeld over and over again or Columbo if there's not a sporting event on, because I'll spend more time looking for something than watching something. Well, Blockbuster is like the first example of that. You'll walk around, you'd walk around that store for 30, 40 minutes because of all the selection before you pick something. The good thing is, you would be there, so eventually you'd want to get home. Now you can flip, and an hour can go by, and you're on the third app you're looking for. You know, again, just I love technology. I love where we are with technology. I love I can find anything like that. Sometimes it works against us. Let's just be honest. So that's that. But I had a great afternoon. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the phone calls. I enjoyed all the bed bug tips and stories. You guys have some stories, though. You guys have some great stories of awesome times in hotels and not so awesome times in hotels. And I'd say that the audience was split on the tap water out of the hotel, but the callers who commented on it were all, Joe, you shouldn't have had the tap water from the hotel. So if we throw in the text board, 50-50. If we say just phone calls, me taking the tap water from the hotel and drinking it, maybe not the best decision. But this is just one of five. I'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I promise the voice will be better. Again, if you have a story or an experience or you're a shop owner and you have an experience with these new ammo laws, with the background checks and everything, we're going to get into that tomorrow. We talked about it yesterday with Rob Ort. You can find that interview with the state senator from Hardline at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. Also spoke with Angela Morinello about that. And that interview will be in the same spots if you missed Hardline yesterday. So we'll get into that. Like I said, I saw something over the weekend. I was pretty disgusted after reading it. I want your thoughts on it. We'll get to that tomorrow. And we'll break down some of the things I didn't get to as well. Have yourself a great Monday evening. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back here tomorrow. Tom Puckett is next with his evening news on News Radio 930 WBEN.